The Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 16, Letter Number 5954. Baruch Hashem, the 26th of Kislev, Brooklyn, of Rav Chosid, Yishrei Lekim, with the qualities, Yaakov Sheyichya Zilberman, in Montreal, Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says, I want to confirm receiving what you sent, doesn't say what, and the Rebbe prays that since we are just coming now from this clear day Yutis Kislev, which is the Rosh Hashanah, for the study of Chassidus and the ways of Chassidus, and it's known the exact language that the Alter Rebbe and his son, the Mittler Rebbe, used. They call it Rosh, the head, not the Tchila, not the beginning. The Yutis Kislev is the head of the year, not the beginning. That's like a head which includes and brings down energy to all of the limbs. That means all years of the days, all days of the year gets their energy from this day. And on top of that, we're in the days of Hanukkah, which is added light continuously every day, and you do it on the doorway of your home on the outside. Even though the sun has set, you do it outside. So may each one of us, amongst all Jewish people, fulfill the inner meaning of this in his activities in your environment, to illuminate it with the light of mitzvah, the shine, the lamp of mitzvah, the light of Torah, and the luminary of Torah, which is the teaching of Chassidus, which brings things back to the good. Machzir Lamuta brings back. So the Rebbe is encouraging to utilize this time of Rosh Hashanah for Chassidus and Hanukkah in order to disseminate, to illuminate the world with mitzvah and Torah and Chassidus. And the Rebbe says, this is also part of the lessons of Hanukkah. Don't worry. Don't be impressed that if it shouldn't affect you that if the amount of oil, you know, on Hanukkah they didn't have enough oil. So sometimes the amount of oil, now oil has a special halachic definition that it's mefafeya bekule, which means like when it comes to kosher, other things, if it's oil, oil sort of gets its way into everything because it's oily, the grease. And so the Rebbe says, if the amount of oil that should float everywhere is very little, because they only had a little jug of oil, right? And it's only enough for one day. Don't worry about it, because a person needs to do whatever is upon him. And Hashem will do is, if you don't have that much energy or that much oil sort of in your baggage, don't worry. If you do it properly, the way you should, then that oil is sufficient until you prepare new oil. Rebbe blessed for good news. So I guess what the Rebbe is saying, even if you don't think yourself so great or you don't have so much, don't worry, you got to do yours. You do a little bit, and that little bit of oil will last for 8 till there's going to be new oil. And the Rebbe blesses him for good news, encourages him to spread out Torah, mitzvah, and Chassidus, especially in the days of Hanukkah and following Yutus Kislev.